Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, 6:40, 20 till 7. Quickly to Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, who's got this fantastic exhibit here. Billy, before, though, we talk about that, I want to talk about your role in Katrina and Plaquemines Parish, because there's a picture here that's part of the exhibit that features you and what you did.
Yeah, we rode out the storm 14 miles from the eye to protect these. I had a riding center for special needs children to protect those horses. Brought them over to the house, rode it out. We got in the airboat and headed south. We rescued about 30 people that lived with me for months. I didn't even know some of their names. And then hundreds of animals. Airboated from my front door. My house was built on a mound of mud above the river. And never saw a politician. And that's what prompted me to run for parish president. But every time a storm gets in the Gulf, I don't sleep. It's affected me forever. And walking in here today, seeing some of the pictures. But this exhibit, we wanted to make sure, for years since I've been elected, you leave here depressed, some people crying. We wanted to show what New Orleans and Louisiana has done to rebuild. We want you to see the suffering and tell those personal stories, but as you leave, we want you to see the new wall. We want to see the video of all the areas that have recovered, that we're back and we're getting better every year. Not only for Louisianans to see it, but visitors will know if they go through a disaster, you can come back. And so I think they did a great job of really make you leaving here with a positive and showing what volunteers can do to help a city come back, because they really made the world a difference, the volunteers from all over the world.
You know, I remember reading the statement yesterday from the National Weather Service from 20 years ago saying that all animals will die, all people will die, when it was a Category 5. What kind of effect has it had on you? Because, I mean, you live this. This is not anything that you watched on TV or covered from a distance or anything. You were in the middle of it.
You know, I got goosebumps when I walked in and heard the reports a hurricane is coming. And then as you walk through, it gives you a queasy feeling.
Guess, right?
It does. Like I said, every time a storm gets near the Gulf, I don't sleep at all. And it's going through that. And then we had three other hurricanes after that flooded Plaquemines. We came very good at the response. We were able to get animals out and did a little better each time. But, you know, it's something that we'll be with forever. It's hard to believe it was 20 years. After reliving it this week, it almost seems like it was last year.
Yeah, but I think it's great what you're doing here, because it's like, okay, and we all remember and we commemorate, but we've moved on since then, and that's a message that you got to get out there.
Absolutely, and we want to show that for the visitors from around the world that, look, this city was devastated, but look where we are now, and every year we're getting better. And so, and highlighting those volunteers, those first responders, but also showing the pain and suffering, the people wading through the water, the Superdome. But we've come out of that, and we're doing better. And so I think they did a great job of making that happen.
Tell me about the symposium that's coming up as well.
Yeah, we're going to be we invited all the leaders back. Aaron Broussard is going to be there. Just a discussion. What happened? What could we do differently? And hopefully out of that, some changes will come. Some things that we might pick up on that our leaders today can be better prepared when we do have another disaster.
And the exhibit is here at the Presbyterian. It's open when?
It's opening today. We're cutting the ribbon today, and it's open free today. Come on in and see it, and then it's going to be indefinitely here. We're gonna leave this here as long as
people come see it.
As long as people come see it, and it's a great exhibit.
Thank you for stopping by.
Always.
Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, pleasure as always, sir. We'll take a break, come back live from the Presbyterian. We're going to talk to Allison Plyer, head of the data at head of demographics at the Data Center, when we return on WWL.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.